This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
There's people who agree with me. There's obviously people who agree with you.
The Slippery Wizard strikes again.
Okay, Jesus. What are we doing here?
Have people take us seriously, Owen. Come
there on. Are plenty of people who say, come on, Ken. Like Radu. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Come on, Ken. Browns always get the benefit of the doubt. Guardians have been consistently good, yet are judged harshly. I don't even know if they're judged harshly. I hate to say this. I think that people don't pay attention to them. I mean, somebody slips on the sidewalk walking into that building, and you will hear about it on the radio, on one of the radio stations here. You will see it on the news. The Guardians, people go into a malaise. They go into a malaise with them. You can't tell me.
I hope not now, man. They've been great.
You cannot tell me the team we talk about 90% of the time in this city, and that's all of us, the team we talk about the most gets a benefit of the doubt or special treatment when we cover every single move they make, and there's an opinion on every single move. We just had a knockdown drag out over the right tackle. Over the right tackle. How's that preferential treatment?
I disagree.
How is that preferential? And by the way,
caller,
if we're talking about preferential here, what have you and I tried to avoid at all costs? To the point I had a handwritten letter that I have to answer, by the way. About people, there's a guy who wants to boycott the Guardians. And so I got to answer this letter, not even an email. I have to answer this letter back. Because what do you and I do? We go, come on, we're not boycotting anything. You want to complain about the Dolans? We complain about these guys in every single city in Major League Baseball with the exception of like two different owners. You see what they're saying about Jerry Reinsdorf this morning? Go do a Google search about what the fans are saying about Jerry Reinsdorf this morning over in Chicago. About both his teams, for crying out loud. I don't like the reason why I'm so excited. I was so excited to talk about Josh Naylor. Yes, there are times where people are in on the Guardians and they're out on the Guardians, and there's times where they're in on the Cavs and out on the Cavs. Yes, football is football. Football people are always in on. That's not a Cleveland thing. That's an everywhere thing. People are always in on the game.
Especially now, yeah.
It's a once a week meeting.
And everyone's
everybody.
Watching.
Yes.
And you're not just watching your own team. Like baseball, most are just watching their own team. Obviously, in the NFL, everybody's watching every team.
And so, by the way, and people want to sit there and complain about analytics. If it was the way that things used to be, no, there would be nothing to talk about in the offseason. But now that people see this, and you and I covered this on the Emerging Podcast Scene on Thursday's episode, which people can go back and listen to on the free Odyssey app, and I'm dead serious about this. When you started to get analytical minds in there where they go, hey, you know, this guy can help us on a one-year deal. This guy can help us on a one-year deal. We can start to stockpile some players instead of having to go for picks in the fifth round and hope that that guy becomes a starter. Instead, we could just develop a guy differently more or make these trades a little bit better. It's made a more captivating product
for
the fan.
More interesting.
And
definitely.
The NFL has stretched everything out, and they've made an event out of everything. They made an event out of the draft, a three-day event instead of just a Saturday and Sunday deal in the afternoon. They made it a three-day primetime event. They made the combine something that fans go to. The combine, guys running around in t-shirts and shorts. They don't have that for anything else, for any other sport. They do none of that. None of it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
NFL's the NFL. If we were in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I would have taken the 3x salary. If we were in Milwaukee, we'd still be talking Packers. It's the same thing. And I look at it and I say, hey, I'm going to take the Cavs while I get them, because I ain't going to lie to you. I get bored talking about right tackles. That's me, and I love offensive linemen. And I do not want to sit there in May and talk about right tackle. I want to talk about the Cavs. I want to talk about the Guardians being 16-6 and making a passionate plea for Josh Naylor to be signed long-term, and not just talking to Paul Dolan about it, talking to David Blitzer about it. You're a minority investor in this. Let's see if you can help pony up for some of this here.
Because
Josh Naylor's playing his ass off. And the same thing for Stephen Kwan. I just have an emotional feeling for Josh Naylor, but you know I like Stephen Kwan a bunch. Same argument for both guys, by the
way. Kenny, I disagreed with Jeff. You know, Jeff called to agree with me. I disagreed with him about this not being a good sports town. I've seen this town gravitate towards the biggest stories, the biggest teams. The 90s Indians. I mean, I get it, football left. But this city was all baseball all the time during that. LeBron, those first 7 years, and then again when he came back, it was a LeBron town again. It was all that quest because we knew that guy could deliver, and he finally did, and that was appreciated. And, of course, it's always, like most towns nowadays, football is going to be the king. It's just the way that we watch football. The ratings bear it out. The top 100 programs, it was basically all football last year. Like, we understand the importance of football. The only thing I am trying to make sure, and I think people...
And I probably will agree with you on this, but say it.
When your teams make the playoffs, you can't ever take it for granted. And the closest,
that I actually agree with.
The closest I ever saw that to happening was that last LeBron year, because we had won the championship. We knew that that team probably had no shot against Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors. And you saw them struggling to beat teams that were inferior. 7 games. It was the season from drama hell. From J.R. Smith to Ty Lue, like we were over it finally, and we knew it was going to be the beginning of the end. Kyrie had left. That was a year I could understand fans not being as hyped for a playoff
team. I do think there's been a bit of a malaise this year, because I've made every argument in the world for Donovan to stay, but if you listen to anybody else, like, God, that Tim Bontemps guy, he just has it out for us. And he just went, and I know that I'm mentioning a name that very, very, very few people have heard of. But if you flick on ESPN, I mean, every time that guy gets a chance to say something, if they give him 2 seconds, he's going to say Donovan Mitchell's leaving as soon as he possibly can. And that wears on fans. And I do believe that we are part of a generation that had LeBron, and we laid it all out there to try to keep LeBron. And then to bring LeBron back, and we just ain't going to do it for anybody else. But I don't think there's an apathy. I think that people are trying to save their own emotions on certain things. All right, I've spoken enough. 216-474-0092. If you guys are there, we'll get to you guys. I promise you that. 216-474-0092. Was it just the Orlando Magic? Lyman and I say no. That's something we can agree on. That and Mitch Please at 940 on the Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.